Tuesday, the 2nd of June, the colour is red, the feast day of the martyrs of Lyon, the year 177. These martyrs were a group of men, women, and children in the south of France who were put to death for no other reason than that they were Christians. We are fortunate to have a letter written by the survivors of the persecution to inform the church at large of what had happened. The events at Lyon were probably typical of many local persecutions in those early days. The law against Christianity was clear, but for much of the time was largely ignored by the authorities. Christians lived differently from their neighbours and must often have met with the dislike commonly felt by ordinary people for those who do not conform to the conventional way of living. At Lyon, unscrupulous persons deliberately fanned this dislike into flame by spreading false rumours about the vile crimes and gross immorality which they alleged went on at Christian services. Passions were aroused, and Christians were hunted down by the mob and dragged before the magistrates. The letter gives the names of 42 Christians who suffered death before the situation was brought under control. The whole account is a vivid picture of the senseless evil that men and women can do when drawn together by agitators into mob violence. Lord God, we thank you for these martyrs, among many, many other martyrs that we remember and commemorate in the life of the church. We thank you, Lord, for those who even now are suffering for their faith, and we pray for them. We pray for those whose lives are in danger simply because they are Christians. We pray for those who live as minorities in countries where other faiths like Buddhism, Islam, Hinduism, and others are the majority faith in that land. We pray, Lord, for boldness and courage for all who are Christians and all who are especially faced with conflict, confrontation, anger, and even hatred. Be with them and give them courage. Give them blessing and give them joy in you, Lord, now and always. Amen. The lessons before us today are as follows: 2 Peter 3, verses 11 to 18, Psalm 90, verses 1 to 6 and 13 to 17, Mark 12, 13 to 17. The lesson that I'd like to focus on in our reflection today is that from the second book of Peter, the second letter of Peter, chapter 3 and verses 11 to 18. It takes us to the end of the book. Since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set ablaze and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire? But, in accordance with his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth, where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. So also our beloved brother Paul wrote to you according to the wisdom given to him, speaking of this as he does in all his letters. There are some things in them hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you are forewarned, beware that you are not carried away with the error of the lawless and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. As we reflect today on the martyrdom of the Christians at Lyon, way back in the very early history of the church, the year 177, we have sadly many examples, even in very recent times, of so-called mob justice or so-called mob injustice and destruction. Somehow a mob seems to get a mind of its own. There's a whole new psychology which creeps into a group of people who become inflamed, incensed, whipped up to fury by agitators, and take the law into their own hands. We see many examples of this in our own history as South Africans. We see it in many parts of the world. And so we pray that those who are caught up in protests, in resistant movements, we think especially of the protests in the United States over the death of this young man in Minneapolis, many who are caught up in peaceful protests which become violent, where mob psychology seems to take over, that we need to recognize the insights and the wonderful truths that are given to us in this closing portion of the second letter of St. Peter. He recognizes that there needs to be a patience on the part of the Christians, that we need to, as he puts it, wait for and hasten the coming of the day of the Lord. But in accordance with his promise, he goes on to say, we wait for new heavens and a new earth where righteousness is at home. The early Christians believed with Paul that the coming of Christ, his second coming, was imminent and perhaps would take place before the end of their very lives. This was not to be. However, we can see in the writings of the New Testament quite frequent references to a hope, to an anticipation that Jesus would come before the end of their own lives as they knew them. 1 Thessalonians 4 is one of the supreme examples of this anticipation, this hope. Peter goes on to refer to Paul and to lift up Paul's wisdom and guidance through the scriptures that he has written. He recognizes that there are people who have taken those scriptures and twisted them to their own destruction. And so on that basis, he then warns the Christians to whom he is writing that they are to be careful that they do not get carried away with the error of the lawless and lose their own stability. He ends in saying, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. And so we are, I think, challenged quite deeply by this feast day of the Martyrs of Lyon to pray for those who are in danger simply for the fact that they are Christians, that they acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Savior, to pray against the destructiveness of mobs and mob rule, the violence and the wanton destruction that takes place when mobs take over, to pray for those who are threatened in this way, and to pray for sanity in the hearts and minds of people who can be agitated into becoming part of a mob. And then finally, to hold on to our own stability in that we may therefore grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we grow into that grace and that knowledge which is evidenced in our lives and which is shown, portrayed very powerfully and wonderfully to the world that sees us. Let us be those who can proudly carry the banner of faith and trust and hope in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, despite the challenges, perhaps even the hatred and conflict that might confront us in our path of life. We pray this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.